Hey, hey, now welcome. You know you are listening to the Millionaires Roundtable right here on WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, my favorite radio station. And I am your host, Lynn Richardson, and I am still creating millionaires one family at a time. That means you. You and you too. I'm talking to everybody, everybody who's listening, everybody who wants to get to the next level. You are in the right place, and this is the time. The time is now. You can't wait till tomorrow. Don't wait till next week. Don't wait till next year. It's not promised to you. The time is now. So take the little bit that you can, whatever piece of it that you can, and start moving along this path to where you want to be. And I'm going to be right here with you. I'm so excited about today's topic. It's the first time I'm ever dealing with this in this way. I have had the privilege of hearing some great financial people from all across the country, all around the world. Many of them, as a matter of fact, not only do I respect, but I agree with much of what they say. Dave Ramsey is one who rings loud and true. Susie Orman, you know, she came in back in the day, and I call myself, you know, I'm kind of like the black Susie Orman. Susie Orman with a touch of Madea, if you want to put it like that. Lynette Calfani Cox, she and I worked together on Russell Simmons' campaign for Get Your Money Right and Rush Cart back in the day when Rush Cart was strong and really helping people who had been disenfranchised from the banking system. And so I've had the privilege of hearing and seeing so many of them. And I can't really say that I've studied a lot, because I've always wanted whatever God has given me. I've always wanted it to come from, you know, a place that I felt was the truth and without being tainted or influenced by anyone. So if you've heard me say something that sounds like someone else, it's because it's the truth. I didn't copy. I didn't read their books. As a matter of fact, I haven't read any of their books, but I have read enough, not only of the word, but enough academic and also literature to understand that it's going to take some real strategy for us to avoid having a zero net worth, not just as a community, but as a people. I feel like the world is moving towards a place where it's spending more, it's saving less. Things feel like they're out of control. People are winding around and so on. So I say all of that to say this: I have not found one financial professional who had the list. many know that some of them speak a lot about being debt free. And I think being debt free is absolutely important. But I know a lot of people who are debt free and broke. So it has to be a multifaceted approach to building wealth. And you can't do two of the things. And then if you don't do the other things, think you're going to be okay. If you live to your 99 and you don't have a pension, and or you don't have long-term care, because at that age, even if you are able to walk and talk like my grandmother can, you're still going to need someone to take care of you, to help take care of you. Once you lose two activities of daily living, then you need some assistance. And if you don't have long-term care, then it's going to be a problem. If you have the best business in the world and you and your business partner have started out, and you're getting to the next level with your business, but you don't have the proper insurance, you don't have disability, you don't have key man insurance, you don't have a buy-sell agreement in case one of you passes on, you don't want the other people in that person's family to inherit the business because you didn't go into business with them. You went into business with the person that you went into business with. So I have not found anything that was comprehensive. And so I knew I had to, if I was going to do this, I had to be true to the mission to be able to understand that it takes more than just getting your credit straight to get to the next level financially. As a matter of fact, some say you don't need good credit at all. Well, that's when you already have $1 billion on your way. You need to make sure that if you get a house, you get the best interest rate. If you have to get a car, you're getting the best interest rate. If you have to expand your business because you need capital and you need to go into the bank and you've got a solid plan, then you need the best credit score. So it's not a one size fit all, but I have not heard anybody talk about needing to be able to get the benefit of 460 tax deductions. And so that led me to create the Stair Steps to Wealth. That's what we're going to talk about today on the Millionaires Roundtable, the Stair Steps to Wealth. Galatians 6:9 says, let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. My friend Russell Simmons basically says, you can't fail until you quit. and we are not quitting. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable right here on WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation. We are going to take a break for news, traffic, and weather. Tell everybody you know to listen at LynnMillionaire.com. We're talking about the stair steps to wealth. We'll be right back. WVON.
A little check to Monday. Lynn Richardson will tell you what you need to do. She is a mortgage guru, no doubt about it. She knows our stuff. Hey, the girl is tough. She's gonna give you the real deal in money, credit and financial security. Buy your book today, no need to wait. Live a check to Monday. Hey, live a check to Monday. Get your copy of Check to Monday today.
The Millionaires Roundtable right here on WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation. I am your host, Lynn Richardson, and we are creating millionaires one family at a time. And yes, that means you. And today's topic is the stair steps to wealth. And I truly believe that if you climb these steps, then you will go higher. That's what I believe. If you climb these steps one step at a time, if you want to get from the bottom to the top and just jump, good luck, because you're going to fall and something's going to happen, unless you have some one of those, you know, trampolines or jumping beans or something like that. But that's what people want to do. They're sitting here in the studio laughing at me because everybody wants to get their money straight now. It doesn't work now. As a matter of fact, you probably had a whole lot of fun getting unstraight or some things may have happened, even if you didn't have a lot of fun getting to where you are, because I know when I was living Check Monday, I was having a good time. Now, I was crazy. I didn't know any better. After the fact, I wish I had not had that mentality. But while I was in it, I was having the time of my life. I was traveling all over. I was taking my kids to cheerleading competitions. I was going to Disney World. I was paying mortgages. I was doing all kind of stuff. I was having the biggest parties at my house. All of my family would come over. And when they came to my house, they didn't go home with a plate. They didn't take a plate. They took a bag. They took a whole container, because I had the styrofoam containers that you get at the restaurant. You know, when you go to the restaurant, you get the chicken and you get the French fries and you get the West Indian food or whatever, and it comes in a big old styrofoam container. That's what I would send people home with, and they would get five of them per person, you know, or they'd get a whole container full of one dish that they really enjoyed. And so I was spending a whole lot of money and I was having a whole lot of fun. And then one day it wasn't fun anymore. So whether you had a lot of fun getting out of order, whether you got out of order against your own will, or whether you got out of order because you just ignored some things, the bottom line is life is 10% what happens to you and 90% how you respond. And so I am asking you to climb these steps with me. I'm on them too. That's one of the reasons why I'm here. If I was not on the steps myself, I don't know if I'd show up here every day. I'm just telling y'all the truth. I love you, but I'd probably be on the mountaintop somewhere trying to figure out what I want to do next, or if I want to just go sit at the beach for 6 months. But I'm still in the game with you. So the stair steps to wealth, number one. And I say this, and I've said it repeatedly, and I've talked about it for the past 10 years. And I had three beautiful clients this morning, because those who reach out to me get an answer. Everybody who reaches out to me get an answer. Now, do you want to do the work? Let me tell you, this show hasn't even been in existence 60 days. It has not been in existence 60 days, but I have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people who have reached out for help for one thing or the other, and everybody gets a response. You get an email, you get text messages, you get phone calls from us if you need them, but then you have to do the work. You have to do the work. You have to send me your budget. I cannot help you if I don't know what you're working with. If it doesn't make dollars, it doesn't make sense. S-E-N-S-E, in my mind. And so number one is to get your budget under control by any means necessary. Live by the 10, 10, 30, 50. That's a must. The first 10% you tithe or you give. Now, if you broke down under the ground flat, I'm not going to beat you over the head. If you don't have enough money to even pay your bills, then okay, maybe you're not tithing or giving yet. But I'm just going to tell you what the rules are. The first 10% you tithe, the next 10% you save. You save no matter what. I don't care what's going on. You put 10% away. You don't have to spend that money. You're only going to spend it if it's there. Take the 10% and put it in a bank account on the other side of town that you do not have access to. It is not connected to your checking account. So you can't just slide the money over there whenever you're feeling, you know, cheesy or greasy or whatever it is. You're just feeling some type of way you want to spend the money. No, I need the money in the bank account on the other side of town with no cash station card, with limited access to it. And if you really want some accountability, put somebody else's name on that account with you and require that there be two signatures to make any withdrawal. Yes, someone that you trust. Me, I'll get on there with you. Get somebody. But if you owe taxes and you have liens, don't put me on there. But get somebody to be on there with you so you can be accountable. That 30%, you're going to put that in cash. And if you have no discipline, you have to have cash. If you have no discipline, you have to have cash. Let me tell you what I mean by no discipline. Maybe you have a spending addiction, which is what you have when you go to the store for toothpaste. You walk out with $179.47 worth of stuff you don't need. Then you have to have cash because you don't want to overspend. I was at the grocery store. I had $100 cash. When I got to the cash register, I had $200 worth of stuff. If I had a credit card, a debit card, or a check, I would have used it. The end. That was back in the day. Now I go and get exactly what I want. I can go to the store and get one thing and come out. As a matter of fact, I rarely even go. I rarely even spend money for anything other than my basic living expenses. I eat. I travel for business. But you're not going to find me just running around spending money for no reason. So that 30% is cash. If you cannot keep it in cash or you have a little bit of discipline, put the 30% on a separate debit card, and just use it for that stuff. Groceries, gas, hair, and nails. If it doesn't fit, get rid of it. If it cannot, you don't have the money to do it, you can't do it. You have to tell people no. And the remaining 50% stays in your checking account for your bills. So stair steps to wealth. Number one, get your budget under control. Number two, eliminate unnecessary debt. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable right here on WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back with the remaining steps, the stair steps to wealth, WVON.
Let's talk about real estate, real estate, real estate. Let's talk about real estate, real estate, real estate. Let's talk about real estate. Well, Lynn Richardson discussed today. Any question that are on your mind, she can answer them at regular time. Everything got it going on, you can't go wrong. Home buyers club on WVON. Call in and talk to Lynn Richardson. Everything got it going on. Home buyers club on WVON. Everything got it going on. Home buyers club on WVON.
All right now. Hey, hey. You are listening to the Millionaires Roundtable right here on WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago. I am your host, Lynn Richardson, and I'm still creating millionaires one family at a time, and that means you and you and you too. Today we are talking about the stair steps to wealth. So number one was to get your budget under control by any means necessary. Don't talk to anybody about anything, building anything, until you get your budget under control. I have people wanting to talk about investing, and you can't do anything if you are spending more money than you have available. Now, if you cannot get your budget under control, then maybe you want to consider bankruptcy, a Chapter 7 or a Chapter 13, or getting some extra side gigs or whatever the case may be. However, nothing else is going to make sense until you get your budget under control. You can't even talk about repaying your creditors. If you've got old past due collections and creditors calling you, you can't pay your bills. You can't do anything. And so you stay in this cycle of confusion and really just despair, and you don't have to be there. And that's what I do. I tell people, I said, let me tell you something. Everybody needs a paycheck, but I'm your reality check. How about that? You get a paycheck from your job, but Lynn Richardson, I am your reality check. I am available for you at any time. You can spend me as many times as you need to, meaning you can contact my office and I will get you in touch with the folks who are going to help you get to the next level, because yes, I am your reality check. Number one, get your budget under control. Number two, eliminate unnecessary debt. That's really all debt. However, I'm going to put your home in another category. So first, your credit cards. You're going to do the snowball approach. So once your budget is under control, and let's say you have $500 at the end of the month, that's after you save, after you tithe, after you pay all your bills, if you've got to put some additional money away for retirement or for your kids' education, you've got $500 left over, then you want to take that $500 and apply all of it to the smallest credit card that you have. The next thing you want to do is pay that credit card off. Keep paying the $500 plus the $25 or whatever the minimum monthly payment was. Once you pay that credit card off, now you're going to take the next credit card, and you're starting with the credit card that has the lowest balance. Now, I saw somebody and I heard somebody last week say that they were talking about another financial professional saying that that person was crazy because they were telling people to start with the lowest debt instead of starting with the debt with the lowest interest rate. I'm still standing by, start with the debt that has the lowest balance, not the lowest interest rate. Because if you start with the debt that has the lowest interest rate, it might take you forever. What if that thing is $50,000? What if it's $30,000? No, I want you to start with the one that has the lowest balance. Because if it's $1,500, you're going to knock it out in 3 months if you have $500 extra. If it's $700, you've knocked it out. Once you knock it out, now you feel the motivation. You feel inspired. You're starting to see some results. I don't want you doing the same thing every month, not seeing any results, not getting anywhere. Remember, these are stair steps. I need you to keep going up. So you're going to do that and continue to do that until all your credit cards are paid off, your furniture loans, and then your student loans. Try to get those out of the way as well. Now, when it comes to your mortgage, you can either now take all this extra money and prepay your mortgage, or you can split it in half. If you've gotten to the place where you've gotten rid of all your debt and you've got an extra $1,000, $2,000 a month, you can take all of it and pay that mortgage off over the next 10 years. Now, hallelujah. If you're not going to do anything else for 10 years, okay, fine. That's not me. That's not my lifestyle. I have some things that I want to do. I have children I want to send to school. I have vacations I want to take. So I'm not paying off a house in 10 years because I don't even know if I'm going to live in it forever. So if I pay the house off and by year 9 and a half, I'm not even living there, then I'm kind of irritated anyway. So I may take some of the money and pay off my mortgage, but not all of it. That's up to you, and it depends on all of your goals. So step one, get your budget under control. Step two, eliminate unnecessary debt. Step three, start a home-based business. Now, this is not something that you do in order. The home-based business part, you can start even before you start step one. Everybody can be a consultant, advising people on something that you know about, period. Everybody can be a consultant, advising people on something that you know about. Now, you do not need to advise people on which surgery to get. You need to be a doctor for that, okay? You need to get a license. You need to pass the board. You need to go to medical school. I'm not saying that. But if you are a teacher, you can tutor. If you are a human resources executive, you can help people with resumes, teach them what to do to get a job, how to interview. If you are a financial education person like me, you can put out blogs. Everybody can teach if you know how to cook very well. Now, if you want to cook food, I suggest you get a restaurant, and or I suggest you actually have a corporation so that you protect yourself from liability in the event someone eats your food and gets sick. And unfortunately, if they get really sick or if they pass on, you need to make sure that you are protected. So your cooking would not be your home-based business, but certainly advising on how to cook. You could write a cookbook. You could do a new recipe. Let me tell you something. If you are a good cook and you're not teaching people how to make proper sweet potatoes and macaroni and cheese and dressing, not stuffing, dressing, dressing during the holiday season, then you are leaving money on the table. You can have people sign up for a subscription to all of your cooking ideas and so on. So start a home-based business that operates as a sole proprietorship so you can increase your cash flow and minimize your taxes. I have talked to you all about that. I talked about it a whole lot over the past several shows. So if you want to know more about that, either listen to the other podcasts and or go to my website at Lynn Richardson. Lynn Millionaire or LynnRichardson.com, either one, get to the tax education so you can know what to do there. Because you can hire your children to work in your home-based business. You can pay each one up to $12,000 a year. That money that you pay them is now a tax write-off. That money they can now use to pay for their tuition. I just talked to a lady today. She is spending $800 a month on childcare and preschool tuition. No, pay them a salary. Let them pay their own tuition. Now, that's a tax write-off to you. You're going to get more money back at the end of the year. So you have to learn and master the money game. So number one, get your budget under control. Number two, eliminate unnecessary debt. Number three, start a home-based business. It's important. Everybody's an entrepreneur, not just the big folks that you hear about and you see on television. Everybody's an entrepreneur. Number four, take extra money from your bills and incidentals. So remember that 10, 10, 30, 50? Some people don't need 30% for incidentals. I have a big salary, so I don't need to spend 30% of what I make on a bunch of crap. I don't need to. So take that money from your 30% and put it into your 401k. Take that extra money and pay off your debts. So take any extra money that you can and start taking advantage of matching dollars in your 401k from your employer. After you have 1 year's salary in your retirement fund, then you start saving for your kids' education. Let me repeat, don't start saving for your kids' education and you broke. Let me tell you something. Your kids can get a scholarship. There is no scholarship for retirement. Your kids can get student loans. There is no student loan for retirement. I'm not saying that they should get student loans. I'm saying if it really, really is important to them, they can. But when it's time for you to retire, if you don't have any money, you're just going to be broke. And then you're going to call me and I'm going to be like, didn't I tell you this 25 years ago what to do? So we don't have to go there. Your retirement is more important than your kids' education. And if you don't agree with that, let your emotions stop ruling you. Let me repeat, because that's emotional. You have to take care of your retirement first. Now, once you have 1 year in your retirement fund, then you can start. So if you make $100,000 a year and you've got $100,000 in retirement, then you can start the children's fund, okay? That's how I deal with that. You can also take 5% of your earnings and put it towards your vacation savings or some other kind of special savings. So these are the things that you can do on the stair steps to wealth. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable right here on WVON, 1690 AM, The Talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, my favorite radio station. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. We're creating millionaires one family at a time. And right now, we have to take a break for news, traffic, and or weather. One of the three or all three. We'll be right back. WVON. More.
A little check to Monday. Are you living check to Monday? Lynn Richardson will tell you what you need to do. She is a mortgage guru, no doubt about it, she knows her stuff. Hey, the girl is tough, she's gonna give you the real deal in money, credit and financial security. Buy your book today, no need to wait. Live a check to Monday. Hey, live a check to Monday. living check to Monday. A living check to Monday. Are you living check to Monday? Get your copy of Check to Monday today. Get your copy of Check to Monday today. Get your copy of Check to Monday today. Get your copy of Check to Monday today.
Hey, hey, welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable on WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, my favorite radio station, and you can listen anywhere, anytime at LynnMillionaire.com. Also, what's also available at LynnMillionaire.com is everything. Everything you need to know, everything you need to grow, everything you need to do to take the next step in your financial mission. If you need to schedule some time to speak to me, yes, you get to actually talk to me. There are other people that you talk to along the path. So if you need some insurance, you're going to talk to Tania. If you need a mortgage, you're going to talk to Cecilia. If you need real estate, you're going to talk to Monica or Alicia or one of the real estate or Janaea, one of the real estate professionals in your state. So I have been doing this for a very, very, very long time, and I vet and I interview and I advise and I counsel and I am very careful with the people that I connect you with. And so everything that you need is there. If you need the tax education, if you want to know what I know about taxes, go to my website. It's there. Click Get Help. Go to tax education. You want to set up some time to talk with me? Go to Get Help. Click the link there, submit your information, go to the next step. If you want to know the events that I'm going to be at in your city or your state or your country, then go there. Everything is there that you need at LynnMillionaire.com. And you can also get to LynnMillionaire.com from LynnRichardson.com. So I want you to know that this is available for you. And we are talking about the stair steps to wealth today. On the Millionaires Roundtable, number one was get your budget under control. Number two, eliminate unnecessary debt. Number three, start a home-based business so you can increase your cash flow and minimize your taxes and get your money back. Number four, take extra money from bills and incidentals and apply to your retirement fund. Do as much of that as you can. Everybody needs a 401k, and you need to start working on that, and everybody needs a pension, but I'm going to get to that later. Number five, stop hoarding. Get rid of unnecessary things once each quarter. Sell it. Give it away. Make room for more. I do that here around the house. I do that in the business. I go through what I don't need anymore, and I get rid of it. When I relocated from Chicago to California, I have a family of five, and we took, I think, a total of 10 boxes for the whole family. 10 boxes. That was it. I got rid of a whole bunch of stuff. I go in my closet. If I did not look for you, think about you, or remember you for the past 2 years, you have to go. Goodbye. I'm not keeping you around. I didn't even think about you. Now I'm looking at you and I'm feeling sentimental and I remember this and I should keep this. But if I did not, especially if I haven't worn you. Now, some of us have some things in our closet that you've had for 15 years. You're never going to wear that again. It's not even going to look right. It's not in style anymore. If you do wear it, we're going to laugh at you. Don't get rid of that stuff. Get rid of all of it. So stop hoarding. Get rid of unnecessary things. When I do my financial boot camps, and you can find out more about that as well, I'll come into your city, come into your town. I'll do a financial boot camp with you and 10 of your friends. Absolutely. Just all you need is 10 people, and I'll do a financial boot camp with you. But when I do those financial boot camps, you should listen to what the people are saying, because I just get real with you. I ask you, how many pairs of pants do you own? How many dresses do you have? How many pairs of shoes do you have? Honey, the people just start falling out the chairs right there because they got so much stuff and broke. You shouldn't have a whole lot of stuff and be broke. You should get rid of some of that stuff, get some money, and start to really operate in abundance and getting rid of things. If you have to sell them, a garage sale, consignment, or just give them away to somebody who is more needy than you. Good givers are great getters. When you make room for more, there will be more. If you crowd it out, that's what it's going to be. Crowd it out. Number six, own where you live. Own where you live eventually. If you live in a high-cost state, buy something in another state. You need to own at least one piece of real estate. At some point, you need to pay it off. You need to have something that you own that is going to appreciate in value over time. And the number one way to build wealth and the number one way to increase your net worth, especially over the next, I would say, 4 to 5 years, 5 to 10 years, is to own real estate. You still need to own where you live. You still need to get your money back. If you are renting and you pay $1,500 a month for rent, you're paying $18,000 a year for something that will never belong to you. I'm going to do the math for you. You can't do anything with those rent receipts at the end of the year. You can't write them off on your taxes. You can't get the money back. There's nothing you can do. $18,000 a year, if you do that for 5 years in a row, then you just spent $90,000. At least if you put that on the mortgage, you can get whatever percentage you were paying in interest, whatever percentage you were paying in taxes, whatever percentage you were paying in PMI. You can write a lot of that off and get your money back. Get something back on your tax return, okay, on for your tax refund. So I want you to own where you live. Then think about owning and renting, owning and earning income at the same time. So if you own where you live and then you rent out the other unit or two units, then guess what? Now you're living for free. You've got income coming in, and now we are climbing the stairs together. This is about going to the next level, and this is not the Stairmaster where you climb the stairs and you haven't gone anywhere. Mm-mm. Not the Stairmaster. This is not the treadmill where you're running fast and going nowhere. That's what a cycle of confusion is. You're running fast and you're going nowhere. I want you to shift into another dimension. That means you have to move from point A to point B, and I am here to help you do that. You are listening to the Millionaires Roundtable on WVON, 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago. It's also the voice of the nation. Can't you tell? I am your host, Lynn Richardson, and I am committed to helping to create millionaires one family at a time. Go to my website, go to Lynn's List, get in touch with me and or the folks who are going to help you get the steps that you need. If you don't know what to do or where to go, just send an email. Go to my website and go to the Connect with Lynn and just ask for help. Just say help. That's all you got to do in your message. Just say help. If you just say help, I know what you're talking about. I get it. I have been there. I have done that. I love you so much. This has been an awesome show. We will continue the stair steps to wealth. This is the Millionaires Roundtable. You are listening to WVON. I'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.